Hey, this is Jeremy. Welcome back to Edgecast Mini, and I'm glad you're listening in today. I want to take you to 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 19. This is part of the passages you should have been reading today in the Bible reading program as we're going through the New Testament together. And just for these few moments today, I just want to kind of drop a thought in your heart and encourage you on some stuff that might bring some focus into your walk with the Lord and maybe some things that you might be going through today. You know, a lot of times it's easy for us to get caught up with the external parts of serving God, the parts of our life that are shown to other people. And yet, I really want to kind of bring us back to the truth that it's so much more important to concentrate on what pleases God, on keeping His commandments rather than just worrying about external, outward appearances. 1 Corinthians 7:19, Paul writes, that circumcision is nothing and uncircumcision is nothing. But he says keeping God's commands is what counts. Now that's, you know, maybe kind of a strange scripture to share as a devotional, but Paul's referring to really the Jews' view of serving God. And back in that day, they were so concerned about the external forms, what people would see and how they appeared to one another. And so they were concerned about that, concerned whether they had fulfilled all these external requirements in their relationship with God. But God says in His Word that, you know what, walking in simple obedience is actually more important than all these other outside things. I can think at times, you know, in my own life that I know it can be hurtful sometimes when people say things about you or criticize you, or even the things you're trying to do for God. And what is that? You know, if we're not careful, it can turn into a real source of bitterness and hurt inside of our lives. And yet when we step back and evaluate it, you know, that means I'm beginning to focus on the external things. It's not that I don't care about the opinions of others, but at the bottom line of my life, my motivation has to be, you know what, God, I'm obeying you. No matter what people say, no matter if I feel appreciated, no matter if people understand me, Lord, I want to obey you. And sometimes that obedience means submitting to my leaders. Sometimes that obedience means going through some rough times where I feel misunderstood. But, you know, there's a lot of freedom that comes in your life when you just simply choose to obey God and stop worrying and letting the opinions of others dominate your life. You know, when we turn our attention from the approval of men to God's approval, then we're able to enjoy ourselves a lot more. Now, it's important to seek counsel and get godly counsel in our life. But I feel like, you know, there's a balance to that in getting counsel from men and women of God that are in authority over our life and not just simply the opinions of every single person around us. I think there's a place to come to leaders and get godly counsel, but then begin to filter out thoughts of criticism and doubt and things that would hold us back from keeping our hearts right in serving God. The people that are in your life, in your peer level or in your school or workplace may not always understand what you're doing. You know, at the end of the day, every one of us wants to look good. I mean, we don't want to look and appear like crazy or a bad person to other people. We like the approval of others, but looking good isn't nearly as important as walking in simple obedience to God. And so today, I want you to think about this. If you're maybe a bit discouraged or frustrated about certain things, maybe you even feel misunderstood, go back to those things that God has told you to do. Come back to the place of simple obedience. Don't try to just do it all yourself, but try to focus on those things that God has called you to. Seek God. You know, fulfill the things that He's put inside of your heart, and you'll experience a brand new freedom in your walk with God today.